certainly happy that he finally arrived. We're very, very pleased to be able to catch him between countries. Bob Hope. How are you, Bob?
That fall off my head or what? John, nice to see you again. How are you, my boy?
Just fine, and you?
I'm just fine. You're wonderful.
Never saw you looking better.
What is that?
What's going on here?
You getting a hot flash here?
Yeah. Well, at my age, it could be, but I think those are cameras.
They are cameras.
Those are
wonderful.
Cameras,
my
yeah.
bad side, too.
Yeah. They all want to see you, Bob. Everybody loves you. So, well, let's sit down here. You're tired. I know you'd
have to lie down.
Yeah. Where did you just fly in
just
from today?
I just fell off the plane from Las Vegas. I had a couple of snappy hours sleep, and here I am, broken, yeah. disgusted. Same way I arrived in Chicago a few years ago at the Stratford Theater.
Yes, indeed. That's exactly what happened to you, isn't it, a few years ago?
That's true.
Well, you've gone a long way since. In fact, I was thinking...
But I'm back with my laundry.
Yeah, that's nice. I was thinking about this guy. I don't suppose there's any country you ain't been to, is there, Robert?
Looks like some old Gene Goldkett rejects. What local is that? What'd you say, country?
I say there ain't any place you ain't been to.
I missed a couple of them, but I'll make them, don't worry.
I'm sure you will.
I live, I'll make them.
Everybody wants to know about that Russian deal, Bob.
Well, that was a very fascinating trip, and I just talked to New York. We're going to repeat that Moscow show about June the 2nd, I think.
On television, huh?
Yeah.
I'm delighted at that, because I missed the first one. I happen to be traveling myself.
Well, I'll bring it to your house.
Well, thank you.
When will you be home, Don?
Well, I could answer that, but you couldn't. When were you home last?
I was home a couple of weeks ago, two or three weeks ago. I may bust in. I just made a reservation, and I may get to introduce myself all over.
Yeah.
Will you paint this audience in here? How do you get these people? What, do they come right from the Chez Paris or something?
No, I'll tell you about this, boss. These are mostly people on tours, and this is a rest stop between the stockyards and the zoo here. Come in, see?
Fine.
Yeah.
It's a nice resting place, too.
So they just come in. Say, Bob, quite a few of them here, knowing you might be here this morning. We passed out cards and asked them if they had questions they'd like to ask you, and some of these are dillies. I know that you...
Can you read them on the air?
Yeah. Most of them you can, and I know you just got off the plane. I know you just had a couple hours sleep, but maybe you wouldn't mind answering them anyway.
I'll try.
Okay. Let's get some of these characters. Do you need glasses yet?
Yes, I do. I have them, too.
Yeah, me too.
You use yours now.
Let's get Jan Harwood up here and Suzanne Katz and Denny Seltzer and Bernita Larson. Now, some of these questions are dillies, Bob. Some of them are a little personal, but I'm sure you'll bandy them around in your usual fashion. Let's try Jan Harwood of Saline, Michigan first. Am I pronouncing that right?
It's Saline, Michigan.
Saline, Michigan. Yeah. What's your question, Jan?
Well, I wanted to know why you have to plug your TV or your show, movie, on TV shows. Is it because it isn't any good?
I told you these were a little personal.
It's a little late, so good night.
Yeah, no.
Where do you get these kids from? Are they your whole audience on parole or something?
These are Crosby rejects.
Yeah, I was going to say. They must have had a transfusion from old lard. No, honey, let me explain that. That's an interesting thing because I am traveling around. This was my idea to come to Chicago today, Don. You know why? I'm on television about 8 or 10 times a year, and I have what I call pretty good casts on television. For instance, the last show I did was the Moscow show, and the show before that I had Natalie Wood, Robert Wagner, Crosby. I gave him a bit part, and I had... a gal that's in Paris Holiday called Anita Ekberg. Well, that was 1 hour. Yeah. Now, here I come into the Oriental, and I do that about 6 or 7 times a year. And then it's advertised and plugged all over the country.
Uh-huh.
So when I do a picture, I have to really let them know that I'm in a picture, and it's not just a television show or one shot. And where I used to do a Paramount, I'd come out 2 or 3 times in a picture. It was a habit with them. They'd go to the movies and say, now I come on television 6, 7, 8 times a year,
mm-hmm.
and I have to point up and sell a picture more now than I did.
Well, that's true.
Are you happy with that, Celine?
Yes, I guess I am.
Hmm?
I guess I am.
Thank you, darling. Thank you. Actually, it's wearing a sack coat, isn't she? I'll get even with you if it takes me the rest of my life. I'll remember that town, Celine. I'll fly over there sometime, and you wait.
Well, I tell you, I hear that this picture is very, very funny, by the way. We might as well mention it as long as you brought it up.
Yes, thank you.
What is the picture?
It's Paris Holiday.
Yeah, he made it over in Paris.
Frenchman, Fernandel, and a couple of very beautiful girls. Nita Ekberg, to name a few.
Yeah.
And, Martha Heyer, a little girl from Texas. You know, they have a fight.
Where?
I thought you were sitting on horses out there. Hey there.
Yeah. Well, that's delightful.
They have a 5-day week in Texas now, you know. Some rich oil man bought Saturday and Sunday. You heard about that. I'm going to work this way a while.
Probably the same guy who went to Niagara Falls and said, boy, this thing flows like oil. Well, I'll let you handle up here. All right, here's another question now from Suzanne Katz. What is it, Suzanne?
Well, I was wondering how you handle your language difficulties when you're in Russia, especially with your jokes, because they most things lose so much in translation. I was wondering how they accept your jokes.
Well, I didn't have any problem with the language. Nobody spoke to me. you know what happened? A lot of the people, did you see this program, honey? Did you see the show on TV?
Yeah.
Well, I did my monologue at the American Embassy for the people of the Canadian Embassy, British Embassy, and our embassy, and for an audience of about 300. So I had no problem there. And the introductions, of course, were all narrated. So that was it. Nobody knew me. I could walk down the street there. They didn't know. They never see any of our pictures or television over there.
Bob,
so it's a nice place to go for a rest.
Yeah. Let me ask you a kind of a serious question about that. You made some pretty terrific cracks about Russia. I've heard you on a lot of other shows. Do you think you'd be welcome back there again?
I was invited the other day by the Russian embassy to make a picture there.
No kidding.
Yes, they told me they'd get me a beautiful lady, and I could go back and do a whole picture. I'm not going. Say, they might not like. No, they were very, very nice to me, and they gave me almost everything I wanted. After they heard the monologue, they processed the film, Don, and after they heard the monologue, they sort of changed their ideas about things over there, and they thought they were getting ribbed a little. But after they did see the final cut of the show, they were very happy about it.
Okay.
They
thought
we presented the Russian entertainers, but I thought it was only fair. You have to, you know, present them as they are. I'd hate to see somebody distort your talents in Russia.
Huh.
I'd go over and fight.
That's right. Say, Bob, I had David.
They were wonderful. They let me go wherever they pleased, and I want to say one thing. And I have a big following in Russia. I didn't see them, but I'm sure they were there.
We had David Niven on the show the other day, and he and I were discussing the fact that I think America, even these younger people, are ready now for the more mature type of actors and comedians, don't you?
I'm sure of it. Art's type has got to come in sooner or later.
we're commiserating with each other. All right, Denny Seltzer, Minneapolis, what's your question?
After that long march, I forgot.
He's ready for the lung.
Should I read it for you?
Yes, please.
Well, you wrote down, you wanted to ask Bob who he thinks is the smartest, wittiest, most intelligent comedian alive today beside himself.
Well, that made it more difficult, last couple of words. That's kind of a rough thing, isn't it? A rough question. There's so many guys around. The wittiest and the whole thing. I don't know. Jack Benny is one of my great favorites. There's quite a few people on the scene. I can't... of course, Milton Berle is one of my favorites. I've loved him for many, many years.
Why?
Ever since he stole...
Wants to know why?
Because he stole his first act from me. And I think he's developed into a... He's about ready.
For what?
And don't say for what. I know how you're looking.
Okay, Danny, thank you. Where's Bonita...
Get rid of him. I don't like his attitude. He's probably from a suburb of Salina.
What's your question, Bernita?
Bernita,
I beg your pardon.
Yes, I was wondering, I saw in the Look magazine a whole bunch of pictures of you with other women, and then in the corner there's a picture of you and your wife, and I think she's real attractive. Why can't you spend more time with her?
I want to tell you, I want to congratulate you, Don. You have the nastiest audience. What do you have here, cactus seats or something? You got to get a rubber microphone. They chew on the microphone. Honey, that's the secret of our success. I never go home. That's what she's talking about.
She's had the magazine wrong.
Little old Dolores. The Saturday Evening Post.
Saturday Evening Post. Recent issue, yeah.
Martin. But there's my little bride. Yeah. About, let me see, how long are we married? Mm-hmm. 24 years, and she looks pretty good, doesn't she?
She sure does.
And this girl's been very patient with me through all my years. She, up until a couple of years ago, she didn't know what I did for a living. True. She thought I was a pilot for the airline. She never knew. And the towels at her house are marked furs and welcome traveler, and I think it's, I have a routine on that, but let's not bother.
No.
I have to keep traveling, though, honey, with my type of act. You've seen me, haven't you? I'd like to get that whole row outside. The whole row. Selena, Michigan. I'll remember that.
I want you to know, Mr. Hope, that we furnish Bufferin with all our questions here.
Oh, I'm going to give you... a psychiatrist with your audience.
I'm going to give you a supply of Bufferin on your way out. It contains aspirin, as you probably know, like all leading pain remedies, but in Bufferin, they combine that
with... remedies are fun.
Oh, they're good. They ain't bad, I'll tell you that. Bufferin. Bufferin speeds the relief into your system. You know, Bufferin. Twice as fast as aspirin. Why don't you get some today? If you will, I'll stop doing this commercial for you.
I was out for Broma Seltzer, my first sponsor.
What?
He wound up taking the product himself.
Here's some Bufferin.
Thank you for Bufferin. Thank you very much, Bufferin.
Yeah, that a boy. Yeah. Yeah, you lay off that other product or I'll stick my audience on you again. In fact,
I think I'll do that.
The
whole audience is in a crouch.
Let's get Butch Douglas from Kansas City up here. Oh, here's our guy. Look at Butch. What do you want to ask him, Butch?
Well, did the Russian children seem happy?
Yes, they did. They're about the only ones that did. The rest of them, the whole country looks like a country of Ed Sullivan's. But I'm not kidding about it.
Undoubtedly caused by using the wrong headache remedy. It's a headache remedy that does. They take Bufferin like everybody else. Pardon me, Bob. Go ahead.
No, but it's true. But I noticed that very few of those people smile walking around there. But when you... Well, I came in from the airport today about 7:30, and I looked around Archer there. Nobody smiles around here at 7:30 either, you know? They don't go around selling. If you laugh on Archer, they lock you up, I think.
Yeah, I think you're right. Does that answer it?
Yes, sir.
Okay. You're a nice young guy.
You're the sweetest man in the audience. Yeah. I want to tell you that.
Well, then I'm going to stick Ruth Fisher on you. She's from Houston, Minnesota. And I might as well get Nolan untied up here, too. I think.
Yeah, get Nolan untied. We'll tie him. Nolan untied?
So it looks like it to me. He's from Lake Park, Iowa. These fresh young high school students here who hoped they were going to graduate until this morning. Ruth, what's your question for Bob?
Well, I want to know, did the Russian people wonder about the shape of your nose, or did they think that it was just a natural shape? All Americans have odd-shaped noses.
For everybody. They actually thought I was kidding their sickle. And after I've seen yours, I don't feel so bad. Why don't we go to a plastic surgeon and get a package deal? I know a good nose bank. We can get Burl's old nose. Try it on for size.
I'd suggest you sit down while he's still... Easy on you,
Ruth.
Yeah. Well, that's very cute. Bob, one thing after that exchange I can't figure out is what you need gag writers for.
I need them, boy. I need them.
Not this morning, you don't.
I've got to play golf. You know that. You do, too. I've seen you play.
You're not
playing 5 cents a hundred?
That's only for the first hundred.
Golf is a game for fellas who are too old for girls that still want to get into a trap. And we play all the time.
I wished I had a memory like his. Nolan, is your name Untied?
Unteed.
Oh, Unteed. I beg your pardon.
Unteed.
That's now back to golf again.
Yes, sir.
Nolan, what's your question?
I was wondering how you go about getting a loan from Bing Crosby.
You and about 10,000 other people are wondering that. There is no way. Not only a loan, you just can't get paid when you win. It costs you more for attorney's fees to collect. But you keep thinking. You're thinking the right way. Try another obstacle course.
Very good.
I just left Bing out there at the Las Vegas tournament.
Did you?
Yeah. Must have been a pretty important tournament to get him out of the house. I want to tell you that. Huh?
She's a Texas
gal.
Yeah,
she is, and she's a beautiful gal, too.
Back,
Bob. Imagine him getting married. This is really, really a geophysical year, isn't it? I didn't believe it myself till I read it in the medical journal. Go ahead.
On that same subject...
No, I think it's wonderful. He's going to have a child. He had his last child 23 years ago.
Isn't that wonderful?
Wasn't that quite a coffee break?
Yeah.
We're on tape, you know.
Yeah.
There'd be little left, huh?
Yeah. Little cuts here and there. Speaking of that, the senior class of Lake Park, Iowa, wonders, is there anything to rumor that you're trading your 40-year-old wife for two 20-year-olds to keep up with Crosby?
Oh, I love that. I love that. No, I think it's nice that he has five kids. And I want to say one thing. Not mine. I'm not trading mine. Because she's used to me. Took her 40 years to get used to me.
Mm. One of the kids wants to know that if you think Crosby ought to switch and now that Como is doing his act, Crosby ought to start singing rock and roll.
Yeah, I don't think Bing can get the adrenaline. I don't think we better rock and roll him. But I'd like to see him start doing a show, wouldn't you?
I sure
see
would.
Old Groner.
Yeah.
Get out there and moan it because Perry's actually... you read this article in the Post.
Sure did.
He actually said that to me a couple of years ago when the first time I was on his show. He said, when you see Bing, tell him I'm still trying to do him. And not doing it too well, but he's doing him.
Oh, boy, he's doing
him. He is wonderful.
Well, I can't understand how you keep this terrible pace up that you have. Movies and television, and now you're going to make a couple of radio things, too, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean...
I've been making them for a monitor.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
But that's just to plug this picture when I finish... When I finish with that, I'm going to Palm Springs and give myself up.
Bob, you got a bundle. Why don't you take it easy?
Who's got a bundle?
You.
I'm on my way to the Internal Revenue Department. They own me body and soul. They got a bundle and I'm it. I got to keep working. I got a government to support. You know that.
She got something.
I don't want to let those...
She got something. Boys in our orchestra will really laugh it up. I'm sure you're used to that. You usually have less frown, don't you?
Do I, man?
Yeah.
I could give those kids a laugh pill before every show.
Yeah? It's a fine band, though, Les Brown. You've met Eddie Valentine. We've all been to Florida. He's less brown than any of us. He doesn't tan. I'm sorry, Bob.
You just came back from the pawnbroker, didn't you?
Sure did. Well, I guess we are getting older around the wallet, but this is a nice article here in the Post. And I guess we all ought to read that. I did, and I enjoyed it thoroughly. I'm sure we all ought to see Bob's picture, which I haven't gotten a chance to yet. Called what is
Paris
that?
Holiday.
Paris Holiday.
Oriental Theater.
Oriental Theater here in Chicago, yeah.
How far do you go? Do you go to Wilmette?
Brother, we get out for this show. You can't escape us.
I can't understand you not being on television.
Well?
Because you are
You look so good on television.
Well, Robert...
You're just lazy, you know. You tell me to quit. You're just lazy.
I guess I am.
He just hates to stand up. I know that. He wants to sit.
I know.
Remember the show we did with... who'd we have on? Rocky Marciano?
Rocky Marciano and...
We did it over the Studebaker, didn't
cute we? Cute gal, yeah. Gal singer, well...
Gloria DeHaven?
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Four or five years ago.
It was a lot of fun working with you.
I'm just making a comeback from that show. Now we got to do another one.
Good.
We got to do another one.
I'd love to. You ever run with John Foster Dulles?
No, we haven't been in the same orbit for 2 or 3 days. John Foster Dulles. He's worn out about 6 or 7 pilots, you know.
I know you. Love to do a show with you, Bob. Every once in a while I do a show. I did Gary Moore's show for a couple of summers there in New York. Certainly enjoyed that, the secret thing, you know.
Yeah.
And every once in a while I get off my couch and do something. So I'd love to sometime. By golly, it's good
to
see
you. Are you about through with me?
Yeah.
You're trying to get rid of me?
No, I'm not trying to get rid of you. You can sit here for 10 hours and we'll continue the show.
I want to leave. I'm going back to bed. Is my man here?
I bet you.
He's holding a big sign up.
Yeah.
What's that, time out? Is that... Don, I want to tell you it's been a great thrill being here, and I want to hire this band when they get away. Give me one more laugh. There we go. Good, huh?
Oh, man, they could save Jack Benny.
Yeah.
There he is, Bob Hope.